Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The faster we run, the further away the dreams that we chase become. Lost in the sun, spinning and turning, riding the burning.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me, thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. We're having a great visit with our good friend Janet Christie. We're talking about words, how less is better, and how to do a better job whether you're talking or whether you're writing or texting or thumbing or whatever however you're cranking things out. I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter, Janet. But Twitter, in a way, Twitter's kind of got the right idea, don't they?
Well, they do, because they make you have to be concise. And I think concise was a lost art before Twitter.
Right. But now we have is a bunch of acronyms and abbreviations too, right? So I'm not sure that's been good for the English language either. So what else do we need to know about words? About less is better.
Well, you just made a good point, though. Not only less is better, but using the right words is very important, and speaking the same language. So if you're using a lot of acronyms or too many of the buzz phrases...
Jargon. Don't use jargon, yeah.
You're not going to get your point across, and people are really... They turn the mind off or the ears off when you start using those kind of words. So whether it's verbal, you know, in a conversation, a presentation, a speech... or written, website, brochures, whatever. You have to be careful not to use those words and have people turn their ears off.
I really don't like it when I see people using, I'm going to call it derivative dialogue. Or not dialogue, but derivative narrative, I should say. Meaning that what they're saying sounds like they got it from somebody else's website. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or whatever they're saying. It sounds like, write it in your own words. Be original. Whatever words you use your own words. Be original. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And it almost sounds like, you know, do they have a brain themselves?
Mm-hmm.
Can they really do what they're saying, or are they just, this is not a great word, but regurgitating what somebody else said or what they read?
Right. Yeah, I've seen that before, and sometimes you get it if you're hiring a writer. You know, make sure you hire a writer that has a real command of the language, not just somebody who knows what a verb and a noun is, but you know, somebody who can take your voice and put it into words, so to speak. Your thinking. If they're writing for you, they need to write the way you would do it if you were a wordsmith, but not your business in their words. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. When I'm not helping small businesses, the other thing that I do is major research projects and write reports and grants and things for corporations and government entities. And if I'm doing that, I have to speak in their voice.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing I have to do is listen to their voice and listen to what they say, how they say it, what their information is, and be sure that I understand so that I can then be their ghostwriter, so to speak.
Right. Just because somebody else writes it doesn't mean it can't sound like you, right?
Oh, absolutely. So if you are hiring a writer, you need to be sure they're also a listener.
Yeah, if somebody is going to write for you and they don't initiate a time to talk to you and to get to know you and make notes and that kind of thing, then you probably don't have the right person. I've written in my career a number of speeches for executives. I've written a number of letters for executives, people I worked for as a client or as a boss, and I would channel them in doing that.
Absolutely, and this applies to when you hire a company to do marketing for you. So somebody who's writing your press releases or helping you with your brochures, even your branding. If they don't speak in your voice, then it's not really your message.
And this is important for us to say, Janet, because a lot of people who are not initiated in this area, what might pay a lot of money for somebody to do that, they would get the product, and they would be so impressed with the fact that it sounded much better than them that they would either accept it, or if they didn't like it, they would be afraid to object because it would make them, they'd think it make them look like they're not sophisticated or something. You know, you shouldn't even have to have that discussion. If you've got the right writer who's helping you, you shouldn't even have to have that discussion. They ought to be taking care of this for you, shouldn't they?
Yes, it's just as bad if you let somebody else dress you and they picked something that was totally out of character for
right,
you.
It's, right.
Words is the same way.
Right, exactly. Well said. last thought, Jen, I got 30 seconds.
People need to consider writing a book if they want to be considered an expert in something. So we were talking about less words, and a book, of course, is more words, but people really need to consider that. And they can hire somebody to help them, as you mentioned before. But more and more people are thinking about this but not doing it. So I'd say,
right,
you know, it's time to really think seriously about it.
Right, right. Well said. Janet, good job today. Janet's books, by the way, are called 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Business and Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. Leverageanddevelopment.com is the website, right, Janet?
That's right.
Hey, Janet, good job today. Come back soon.
I will.
We'll see you next time. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's John Mellencamp to take us out.
When I was a young boy,
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.